We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Second and goal. Brady fires and it is caught. Givens, touchdown. Brady steps up and fires wide open, and with the catch is Branch inside the 40. Brady throws. Pass is caught, and they will mark Branch out at the tip. Mike Vrabel on the end of the line, the left side. Brady play action, fires. Vrabel catches it.
The penalty's declined. Touchdown.
Hour number two, Jones and Mego with Arcan here until 6 o'clock. On a Monday, taking all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. That was Super Bowl 39, played between the Patriots and the Eagles. The third Patriots Super Bowl in 4 years, and WEEI's Super Bowl coverage is sponsored by Wise Snacks. Do game day the wise way. Go to wisegameday.com for your chance to win one of 100 authentic pro football jerseys. If you're watching on Twitch, you'll realize that we are not at the Super Bowl.
No.
But we are going to be reliving.
We're not.
No, we're not. We are not.
Arcan. Patriots aren't at the Super Bowl. We're not at the Super Bowl.
No Patriots.
Show. What do you want?
No us. But you hear Brady beating the Eagles there. And one thing I wanted to do periodically over the course of the week is relive some of the games that Tom Brady's been in with these teams. You know, Tom Brady has faced the Eagles in a couple of different Super Bowls. Tom Brady has faced off against the Chiefs, both with Alex Smith and with Patrick Mahomes. So we'll relive some of those things. We'll also get to something Tom Brady told Colin Cowherd earlier today about his future in broadcasting and how it might leave, probably does leave, the door open for his return to the playing field, which we all assumed last week when Brady announced his quote-unquote retirement that there was a chance he could be playing again.
Are we going to talk about naked Brady?
I think we are going to talk about that later on this hour, yes, because Brady is already getting weird in his, again, faux retirement. So just quickly, and we don't need to spend a lot of time on this because I want to get to some of the updates on the coaching staff. Nick Caley on the way out, Adrian Clem on the way in. But just that Super Bowl to me does hold a tiny bit of significance for the Patriots dynasty as a whole and that individual team. They needed to beat the Eagles by more than they did that year to be remembered as an all-time team. And I've talked about this with, you know, Ted Johnson over the years and other guys on that team. They were so good. That Patriots team is the best Patriots team of my lifetime. 2004, winning 3 out of 4. What, you're furrowing your brow?
No, I just raised my eyebrows.
Because I said something positive, or you think there was a better Patriots team?
Are you saying best team or most talented team?
I'm saying the best Patriots team of my lifetime, and if you're going to pin me down, probably the most talented Patriots team of my lifetime.
Okay.
That team was stacked on both sides of the ball.
I just think it's hard to touch 2007.
That team,
and I know what happened ultimately. I'm just putting it out there. And it's also like junior Brady still.
Yes. So
like JV Brady compared to who he would become.
I think Brady in 04, you were starting to get pretty close to the real Brady. You didn't get astronomical record setting MVP Brady like you did in 07. That team needed to beat Miami late in the year, week 15 or whatever it was, when they choked on, I think, Monday Night Football. Against the bad, bad Miami team, which knocked the Patriots from the 1 seed in the AFC down to the 2 seed, which meant they had to go to Pittsburgh for the AFC title game. And they needed to beat Philly by more than they did. You know, that to me is one of the lasting things about that. Philly hung around and made it interesting while McNabb was puking all over himself on that final drive. Philly kept that Super Bowl too close. They had already beaten down the Colts and held them to, I think, 3 points in the divisional round. They blew out the Steelers on the road against a really good Pittsburgh defense. That team had it all. It needed a blowout to I think, enhance its legacy as an all-time team. It needed a blowout of that Philly team, which was the best team in the NFC that whole season.
I'm not going to lie. Do you know what I remember the most from the Super Bowl?
Freddie Mitchell.
Paul McCartney.
Oh, was that the halftime of that one?
This was the year after the wardrobe malfunction from Janet Jackson
right.
and
right.
Justin Timberlake.
Right.
So I remember we got Paul McCartney, my second favorite Beatle, I'd say, and it was so boring. Like, I remember that being like, oh, this is, and we went through a stretch of those halftime shows.
You were rooting for a wardrobe malfunction?
Yeah.
You're like, come on.
I want to be entertained. Look, like, I love classic rock, but that stretch of halftime shows we got in the Super Bowls were so boring.
Not great.
They were awful.
Not great.
They were, and I remember starting with Paul McCartney, I was like, oh, this is fine. All right, going to go up and get another soda because I was a child. But Arkan, what do you remember?
I remember about that year, or I guess it was the year before, but the 03 team, that was when Lawyer Malloy got let go right before the season started.
Yeah,
remember?
And they got the off previous year, yep.
To that awful start. And then that season was when I think everyone sort of got the attention of like, all right, Tom Brady's for real. The Patriots are for real. Bill Belichick's for real. Look at what he did. You know, that Malloy thing was a big deal, and they won the Super Bowl, and then they came back and did it again. 04 being the first, you know, back-to-back since, I think, Elway and the Broncos. Is that right? It was something like
yes.
that.
Yes. No, that's right. That's right.
So, yeah. And, you know, for Brady to sort of establish himself then as one of those quarterbacks, and Belichick is that coach, and the Patriots is that kind of team, that's really sort of what stands out to me from that. And it really started the year before, I think, with the Malloy thing.
So, again, we'll be reliving some of Tom Brady and his history against these teams, the Eagles and the Chiefs, in the Super Bowl, unlike the Patriots. I'll be doing that each and every day this week. This is Super Bowl 39, played in Jacksonville between the Pats and the Eagles, a 24-21 win for Tom Brady and the Patriots. We'll get to Tom Brady and his future in broadcasting coming up about 15 minutes from now. He was on with The Herd, and I think dropped some pretty big news that leaves the door open for his playing days.
Oh, man.
But in the meantime, Tom, we have some coaching updates for the Patriots. If you haven't seen this, Adrian Clem, I think he was the offensive line coach or run game coordinator, whatever the title was, at Oregon this past year, is going to be the offensive line coach with the New England Patriots. He will be moving in, replacing, I guess, Matt Patricia, who was calling the plays and also offensive line coach, Billy Yates, whatever is going on there. So Adrian Clem on the way in. Nick Caley, who was interviewing for some offensive coordinator jobs around the NFL, is going to Sean McVay and the LA Rams. In fact, I think we have Sean McVay's reaction to stealing away Nick Caley from the Patriots. That, of course, was McVay on draft
yes.
night. And now pillaging the Patriots coaching staff, which I just...
Pillaging?
I think so. I think this leads to a larger question about Patricia and Judge. We can get the specific thoughts on Clem, who's now here, Caley on the way out. I just think this is evidence that despite bringing in Bill O'Brien, the Patriots are still paying for the Patricia and Judge decision. Like, they're still paying for that. They alienated a young coach who's highly thought of by someone like Sean McVay, high enough to bring him in. Nick Caley's not motivated to stay. He's not getting any pay increase or a better job title. He's taking the same job with the Rams, probably because he's like, oh, I'm going to go somewhere where, I don't know, they know what they're doing on offense, unlike here, and they respect young coaches and promote young coaches, unlike here. So I just think this is evidence. Nick Caley going to the Rams is evidence they're still paying for Patricia and Judge. We were acting last week like, oh, Bill O'Brien's here. It's all going to be fixed on offense. Everything's fine. They alienated the quarterback. They alienated young coaches. Like, they're still paying for that decision, Mego.
I have a take here that I think, I don't know if you'll like it, but ooh, I think you'll appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, good.
It kind of reminds me of what just happened with the roster a couple years ago, where you had these holes all over your roster players because of the way that you drafted, which was sucky. And then you had to go out in free agency and bring in professional players from the outside to fill those holes and overpay for it. When I saw Adrian Clem, I think that's a great hire. But the Patriots used to be a place where somebody who was an intern could advance up to one day being really high up on the offensive coaching staff.
Yeah.
And it feels
you could be an intern for the Pats and in like 5 years be a head coach somewhere else.
For whatever reason.
And then suck and come back to the Patriots again. Yeah.
But they had success with coaches, developing their coaches that way.
They did.
Now, I don't know what happened behind closed doors, how much of this was an elbow from bringing back Joe Judge and Matt Patricia, to your point. But I look at this and I have to assume that Robert Kraft is paying through the nose for this offensive coaching staff this year between bringing Bill O'Brien back, which is going to be a big paycheck, and looking at what Adrian Clem was making at Oregon. I think he was slated to make around $850,000. It's not that different to me. Like, it's really not that different. You're bringing people in from the outside because what you did, what you tried to do on the inside didn't work.
It's just, it's so funny. And Mark Daniels did report it was $850,000 at Oregon. And Pete Thamel, in his tweeting today, Pete Thamel broke this news that Adrian Clem would be coming to the Patriots. Pete Thamel said he's going to be getting a pay increase.
Yes, yeah.
He's getting a raise to come be the offensive line coach of the Pats. So is he making a million? Is he making $1.2 million? $1.5 million? I don't know.
It's a lot.
But he's making more than the $850,000.
I don't know. I don't know if that will, how much you're paying on, like paying all these coaches is going to translate to that many more wins on your schedule. It's what they have to do right now, well, seemingly, because unless, here's the other thing. Okay. And I want to hear from you, Arcan, on this, but really quick, I do feel like there's been kind of an overcorrection with Nick Haley because the Matt Patricia, Joe Judge experiment went awry so horribly. And it was kind of the thought of, if you're going to have a first-time play caller, why wouldn't you just try out Nick Haley and then that's someone you have long-term? But we don't have any evidence that as a first-time play caller, he was going to be the next Josh McDaniels or be somebody that you wanted around. And if you look now, he didn't jump to be an offensive coordinator or play caller somewhere else. He's got the same exact position. No, he's going to be a tight ends coach.
He interviewed for those jobs. He didn't get them, and the Patriots could have had
He made a lateral move, which to your point indicates he didn't want to be here in that role again.
You alienated him. You pissed him off, and so he left. I just find it comical, and I guess I hadn't thought about it in these terms until now, that Bill was so hell-bent on not losing an offensive coordinator after 1 year. He's like, well, I can't bring in Bill O'Brien, and I can't just promote Nick Kay. What if I lose the offensive coordinator after 1 year and I have to start over again?
Oh, and wouldn't that be terrible?
And he's now right in that spot. He was so worried about losing a guy after 1 year that he brought in Bebop and Rocksteady and Patricia and Joe Judge, and those two flamed out after 1 year and he had to do it anyway. It's like you're worried about all the wrong things instead of just promoting a guy who probably deserved it, like Nick Haley.
If I'm going to lose a coach after 1 year, it's going to be because they suck.
It's going to be on my terms, damn it. Yeah. I'm not going to lose them because they're too good. I'm going to lose them because they flamed out spectacularly and horribly. That's how I'm going to lose them. That's how we used to do it back in the day. So how do you feel about the coaching staff, Arcan? Mego just talked about it. They're bringing in Bill O'Brien. They're bringing in Adrian Clem.
They're paying lots.
Which they should. I mean, I do applaud the Crafts for that, just like we beat them up the last couple of years for cheaping out and cutting corners on Bielema and Patricia and Judge where other teams were paying them. They do deserve some credit for paying these coaches. I don't know how novel of a concept that is, to pay your coaches. And they certainly pay enough for Bill Belichick. But how are you feeling about the coaching staff present day?
I'm feeling better about it, but I think this Nick Haley thing is kind of indicative of just how messed up the whole thought process is. Because just a couple of weeks ago, Nick Haley was the most respected coach in the history of the New England Patriots.
Highly respected. Highly regarded.
Oh, my God. What a mistake it was not making him the offensive coordinator. We respect Nick Haley so much.
A coach on the rise.
Up-and-comer, all these things. I mean, we heard every single possible way you could say that about Nick Haley. They interviewed him to be the offensive coordinator. We all knew he wasn't going to get it. And now he leaves and takes the same job with another team. Wow, you really respect him a lot. You respect him so much, and he respects you right back, that he went to do the same job as far away as he possibly could to get away from you. That's what it seems like to me, and I think that sucks.
This to me is the headline. Number one, all they've done is hire a regular coaching staff. All they've done is done what every other team does. Like, I don't think they deserve extra credit for hiring an offensive coordinator or an offensive line coach. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to hire coaches for the jobs they're supposed to perform. What you're not supposed to do is bring in defensive coaches on offense and special teams coaches on offense and ex-players who haven't coached, like Billy Yates, on offense. Like, this is what you're supposed to do. So I'm not going to give them all that much credit for just bringing in an offensive coordinator who was an offensive coordinator, Bill O'Brien, or an offensive line coach, Adrian Clem, who was an offensive line coach. Like, that's what most teams do. You don't deserve extra credit. Every idiot franchise can do that. Jacksonville or, you know, Cleveland or Cincinnati back in the day. Any moron franchise can do that. You're just hiring coaches with the job title that they're qualified for. You don't deserve extra credit for that.
And why are they coming to work for you, by the way? I mean, part of this is how much are they coming to work for Bill Belichick?
I think they're getting paid.
Or are they getting paid?
I think they're being compensated.
Over market rate.
Well, I mean, I would hope so. I mean, I'd like to think that they're being compensated in, you know, Bill Belichick's snot rockets. But, no, number two, I do think they're still paying for the Patricia Judge error and losing someone like Nick Caley, who I'm not all of a sudden turning into the next hot commodity, but he was a young coach who probably should have run the offense last
year.
Highly
respected.
And you lost him for why? Why did you lose him? Because
somebody
Bill
was really well respected.
Bill had to bring in his buddies, a highly respected young coach, and Bill had to bring in his buddies. You're still paying for it. Never mind the damage you're paying for with your young quarterback. 617-779-7937. How you feeling about the Patriots coaching staff these days? You like the Adrian Klemm move? How do you feel about losing Nick Caley? Are they still paying
for
Patricia and Judge? Sorry, Bill. We got to get to it. And Tom Brady made an announcement today with Colin Cowherd about his future in broadcasting. What does it mean about his playing days? We'll get to that after Trending with Christian Arc.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And I think for me, I want to be great at what I do. And even, you know, talking even last week with the people at Fox Sports, you know, and the leadership there allowed me to start, you know, my Fox opportunity in the fall of 2024 is something that's great for me. So take some time to really learn. Become great at what I want to do, become great at, you know, thinking about the opportunity and making sure I don't rush into anything. And I think when people really bet on me, I think one thing about my career, whether it was when I was drafted by the Patriots or signing for free agency with the Bucks, I wanted to be, you know, fully committed, and I never wanted to let people down. I think my biggest motivator was that. So, you know, even in the future, I want to be great at what I do, and that always takes some time and strategizing and learning and growing and evolving. And I have so many people to rely on that can support me in that growth too.
Tom Brady, I'm with Colin Cowherd, his Fox colleague, earlier today, and it's Adam Jones, Megan Ottolini, Christian Arkham. We're here till 6 with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Remember, you can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker. Just say, play 93.7 WEEI. So I saw these headlines today, Megan, and I go, okay, what's the big deal? Tom Brady's going to broadcast in the fall. Yeah, the fall of 2024, that's what I missed when I first saw this. So Brady needs a full year off, a full year outside of football to get into the broadcast booth in the fall of 2024 when they're paying him $37, $38 million a year. Fox is going to sit on that money, and Brady's going to sit on the sidelines for a full year plus? Like, the wheels start turning for me, and I go, there's no way he's going to sit out the year. The Brady wouldn't wait until 2024 if he was really going to stay retired, right?
I feel like he's just leaving doors open. I mean, we haven't had anything about any updates with him restructuring anything with the Bucks, right? To unload any of the cap space. I think that's going to be the major indicator of what he's doing. But this certainly hints that he wants to stay flexible. He doesn't want a full-time job. Like, that's what it looks like to me.
Are they going to pay him? They're going to pay him that whole time while he's out? Are they going to pay him?
I'm not sure, actually. So I'm looking at the New York Post has right now. Okay, it's a 10-year, $375 million contract that he signed last year. He can't be cashing in on it yet. I'm just trying to see if he's getting paid during the gap year. I'm not sure.
I would hope not. Like, if so, what a bad deal for Fox. If so, he might never broadcast for them, and they got to start paying him in the meantime.
It's like a Bobby Bonilla deal.
That's such a bad deal. It really is like a Bobby Bonilla level deal, if that's what it is. Like, wow. But I don't know how else to take it other than Brady's leaving the door open. Megan's right. He's leaving the door open so that he could come back. And this is how Brady works. Didn't we just do this last year? Brady retired. A week later, he's like making jokes. He's already promoted his movie, which did very well, by the way. Did you guys see that?
No. What did it come out to?
80 for Brady was second this weekend at the box office.
Okay, it's the worst time of the year for movies.
Okay, it made $12.5 million. We were debating last week if it would make 10.
Over-under was 10.
I took the under.
Yeah, but we were saying, would it make 10, period? Not the opening weekend, I didn't think. We were asking whether or not it would make that. And I thought I read it was one of the better comedic openings or something like that in the last like 5 years. I'll find it for you, but like, all right, well, the movie's been promoted and it's already doing well. It had a $28 million budget. It made 12.5 on opening weekend. That's gonna make money. That thing's gonna end up making money for them, I think. So he's done promoting that. Now he's kicking the can down the road for Fox for another fall of 2024. He's gonna play next year. I think he's gonna
either
play.
That or he's doing like an Under the Tuscan Sun Eat Pray Love year. Where he's gonna, I don't know, maybe he's
gonna
go
have
out,
to explain that to
he's
us, I think.
Oh, like he's gonna do like a middle aged woman's post divorce rediscovery mission.
How Brady got his groove back.
Yeah, he goes to Tuscany for, you know, 6 months or something and he falls in love with an Italian and
nice.
Although maybe since he kind of already did that in a way with the Brazilian, he's gonna just go to Indiana or something. Try to keep it like middle of America, reconnect with
meet
the roots.
Meet some nice Midwestern.
Or maybe
six.
He'll just be in Malibu for a year.
He's going to spend a year on Leonardo DiCaprio's boat, I think, with a bunch of 19-year-olds is what it looks like.
So does this tell you anything about
Take
Brady?
Your antibiotics.
Does this tell you anything about Brady and his future? You will want some penicillin. That's true. 617-779-7937. Like, to me, the only reason you wouldn't go into the broadcast booth until fall of 2024 is because you want to keep that door open to keep playing. And I'm going to hate to pat myself on the back again. I'll yell at Tom Curran next time we get him on. He called me a weirdo for being down on Brady two off seasons in a row or whatever he said, thinking less of Tom Brady.
Weird guy.
Thank you. He called me a weird guy, which who among us would argue with that, really? He called me a weird guy for thinking less of Brady for retiring. If Brady comes back again, I'm going to be right again on that one, just like I was right last year. So it does tell me that he's going to come back. What does it tell you guys? Again, 617-779-7937.
Brady retired again, and he goes, oh, man, Jones is disappointed in me again. I guess I better wait a year with this
Maybe
Fox
that's
thing.
It. You guys can all thank me for Brady coming back last year and this year if that's what happens. That's a good point, Arcan. He's like, ah, crap. I saw that one social media post on WEEI's Twitter page, and now I got to come back because there's one guy who thinks less of me.
Thought I was in the clear.
I mean, how much prep time does the guy need to go into the booth?
I think it's just that he doesn't want a full-time job right now. Like, as I'm looking at this, and the New York Post
Fox
has
should tell him,
more
get your ass
quotes.
In the booth. Get your ass in there. We're paying you all this
but
money.
It's also,
you're retired now. A, you're working on our Super Bowl coverage. You're going to be a part of our Super Bowl coverage because we're paying you. And B, the fall of 2023 is so far away, that's enough prep time. Get your ass in the booth.
It's a year
you
and a half.
You work for us now.
He's not going to work for a year and a half.
No, I'm saying the fall of 2023 is so much time. That's six months. That's plenty of time. How much more time do you need? You've been around football your whole life. So, like, how much more time do you need?
He can have summer Brady, and then he goes back to work. It's nice. I don't think he should take this much time off. He hasn't had this much time off
what
ever.
What do you think he's going to
accomplish?
Remember
when he took 40 days off before and what happened? He lost his mind, and he went back to the NFL. Like, this actually might be a bad thing if he's trying to reset his life and find a new career path and something that matters to him. too much time off does not seem to be like a good thing for Brady.
No. No,
what are we doing?
By the way, I'm reading here from the AP News. 80 for Brady. It seemed to work, the AP writes, at a time when comedies have struggled mightily in theaters. 80 for Brady, with a production budget of $28 million, had one of the best openings for a live-action comedy in years. Discount pricing, I guess, was part of their strategy, by the way. They like, gave half-off tickets to a bunch of old ladies to go see this movie.
Yeah, it's being dubbed as an octogenarian comedy.
Yes. And so I it doesn't really give, as far as I read, it doesn't really give any comparison for other live-action comedies, but it was one of the best, according to the AP openings, for a live-action comedy. So in both your faces. But anyway, neither here nor there. How much time does the guy need to get in the booth, Arkand?
I wouldn't think that much. I wouldn't think that that's something that he's all that concerned about either. Like, I don't think he cares if he's even good at this job or not. Most of these ex-players really don't. They just sort of feel like, I'm whoever I am, and I'm going to sit down and be myself. And
so does it tell you the same thing?
That's the way it's going to go. I mean, I don't know.
Does it tell you the same thing? He's coming back? Because you were the one, I think, last week, and refresh my memory, Megan and I both thought he could come back. You were the one who thought he was going to stay retired, or at least out of us three, the one who was most sure he was going to stay retired. What does this tell you?
The only thing, I'm still thinking he's going to stay retired, but the only team I still am holding out any kind of slim hope for is the Dolphins. And I know that they said they're all about Tua and Tua's their guy, but I do think there's a chance Tua tells them, I'm not playing football anymore. And that maybe everybody sort of knows that that's coming and Brady's biding his time until it does. And then he's in Miami and wow, wouldn't it be nice if I came and played for you guys? All right, I'll come out of retirement again.
If that's the case, why retire in the first place?
Because you can't be accused of tampering if you're retired.
That is a pretty clear line.
Do the Dolphins care about being accused of tampering?
They shouldn't. They've already paid the price for tampering with Brady. They should go all out to get him.
Yeah, the Dolphins have the
maybe Brady's worried he'll get suspended. You know?
I do.
Maybe.
Since we're talking about A for Brady, can I just read this one excerpt from the San Francisco Chronicle?
Sure.
Which, if there's anything out there of reviews that Brady is reading, don't you think it'd probably be his hometown paper?
Sure. I'll go with sure. Yes.
This is what the writer here, the reviewer said. There are a lot of insomniac back sleepers out there. And if you're one of them, 80 for Brady could be the sleep remedy for you.
Oh, no.
Just sit down and before you know it, the ushers will be nudging you awake. And how about when this comes to home video? A doctor could play 80 for Brady on a loop all day performing colonoscopies.
Okay. So they didn't love it? San Francisco Chronicle didn't love it?
No. Okay. I believe the last line was,
80
for Brady is a good-natured effort, and that good nature keeps it from becoming hateable, but still it's fairly awful.
Well, they were wrong. And now Brady's had a successful opening weekend, and he's leaving the door open all fall. Brady's dance chart, it's open all fall. Which, again, Arkan said Miami. I think if he's coming back, I could have sworn you were going to say San Francisco. Like, to me, that's still the team. They've openly said they're not bringing back Garoppolo. Purdy's hurt. We don't know when he's coming back. And, you know, Trey Lance has been hurt. Like, to me, San Francisco is still that team.
Yeah, except I think that Shanahan's too arrogant to bring in Brady.
He might be.
He thinks he can do it with whoever. You know, that's what he said.
He has been in the past. And then, you know, the whole Josh Johnson experience happened to him last year in the NFC title game. And maybe, just maybe, that opened his eyes. Joe is in law. Oh, I'm sorry, Meg.
Real quick, Twitter says that perhaps he's taking time off for all the crypto depositions he's going to be involved in.
You know what? That could be.
That's a good point.
It's a lot of legal stuff that needs to shake out.
All the more reason you think you want to play another year, you know?
Like, I don't have time for this.
Got their clock cleaned with that crypto stuff.
You're going to depose me again?
It's a good point. Joe is in Lowell at 617-779-7937. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Jones. Yeah, I think you're right a little bit wrong on that. I mean, Brady's so maniacal. I think he possibly could set himself up this year to hone his craft so he goes in the booth. You know he's going to get ripped apart no matter what he says.
Okay,
I mean, you think he's really just going to wing it?
He's going to practice.
That is so dark. That is so dark. Can you imagine Brady, like, staring at himself in the mirror, just fake smiling, and practicing his little booth stuff?
That's Tom Brady going to CSB free.
That's what I do. I didn't even practice the phone number here. You think Tom Brady's going to practice that?
That's a great point, Kevin. No. That sounds too forced. Yeah. Kevin, what a great point you bring up.
So I just, no. Brady is...
He's practicing, like, catchphrases.
I mean, look, if Brady thinks he needs a year to get ready for the job, that proves all our point on how bad he's going to be at the job. He needs a job to practice? Tom, you're just talking about football. You're just up there talking about, you know, some crappy quarterback against some other crappy quarterback. You know, like, I don't really think at the end of the day you need to put in all that much extra time. So to me, it is a blinking red light that Brady's going to come back. But I already thought that way. Josh is on the Cape with an update on 80 for Brady. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, I wanted to share this update. I have a pizza place at the Chatham Orpheum movie theater.
Great theater.
And it is. It's adorable. And so we have the liquor license there for the pizza and the wine. And I tell you, it was, 10 degrees, 5 degrees on Saturday? And it was sold out by adorable little old ladies with signs, and they wore jerseys, and it was hilarious. I was shocked that the people came out, and we didn't market the movie. Like, they just knew. It was it was like catnip, or it was adorable.
No, it's like, you know, pretty what it's amazing. Like? It's like bingo night. Like, they had the old ladies. Old ladies never really. I never see bingo promoted anywhere, but old ladies just know where it is. They know where it is. Oh, there's a Mahjong tournament? I didn't hear about this Mahjong tournament. Old ladies are just lined up driving every way for it. That's like what 80 for Brady was.
It's like Catholic Mass on a Thursday.
Yeah. I'm like, I never see this promoted anywhere.
How do you know this is happening?
How do people know this?
When I read your magazine, I don't see one wrinkled face or a single toothless grin.
So, they did get fortunate with the weather in the Northeast, because old ladies are not driving in the snow. At least the old ladies that I know.
But it was too cold for the oldies.
My late grandmothers, no. They'll get in the car as long as the roads are fine and the light is good. Like, the light, the driving was always significant for each of my late grandmothers. Daylight was their issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't want to drive at night. They don't want to be driving at night. And legally, they probably shouldn't have been, at least in the case of both of my grandparents, grandmothers. But no, as long as the roads are clear, you know, black ice, they don't want any black ice. They don't want any snow. But I think they could throw on the mink coat and go out in the chill. I think they could handle that.
I feel like this is the sequel to 80 for Brady, is the Chatham Orpheum Theater on Cape Cod. And all the ladies who braved the historically low temperatures to go see 80 for Brady on the Cape.
Yes.
And they're all named like Nancy and Barb.
And Ethel.
That's a little old.
Gladys. Gertrude.
Gladys, Gertrude, yes, Esther. Yes. I can see a lot of that. I got a small, because you know they're all ordering small. I got a small soda for Gertrude.
15 hands go up.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
In 1957, I remember it was.
You said no butter? No butter, because you don't want to get it on the mink. You know, I've told you this off the air, Megan. You know, my wife and I have never been to a movie together.
It's very strange. It's going to tie into my Meg-splaining.
Oh, it is? Okay, well, then I didn't.
I just think that that's the weirdest thing, that you've never been on a movie date, and you guys have been together for over a decade,
yes,
yeah?
Yes, correct.
They've gone to movies with other people, but not each other.
I have not been to the movies, I don't think, since I met my wife. I don't believe. My wife went Titanic. When they put Titanic back in a few summers ago, was that like 5 or 6 years ago?
Okay, I thought you were talking about its original release.
No. My wife went back. No kidding. It was like the 20-year celebration of it or whatever. My wife went to go see that by herself. And I think she went to see Top Gun Maverick by herself recently. Well, she tells me by herself. I mean, who knows who she's actually going with? You know, some hunky jujitsu teacher like she's Giselle. I have no idea. But yes, we've never been to the movies together. So score that one as another
so strange.
Another weird.
I don't even know what to say. It's
Jones
so odd.
Oddity.
The depth of the well. Like, I thought the weirdest thing I would hear you say is like, yeah, if I didn't need to eat food, I wouldn't eat food. And then this one, you just keep going deep and
we're only 6 days into the show, so get ready to go on
exploration. Walking by, you know, AMC or even like the Coolidge Corner theater, like cute theater.
Yep.
And you turn to your wife and you're like, don't even look
at me. Well, maybe we got to start thinking about these movie theaters on the Cape, was going to be my point.
Yeah,
serving pizza and booze and things like this with all the blue hairs. Patrick is in Framingham. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks for having me on. I've been listening to the show since I joined. I love it. It's probably my third time calling this year, but it's definitely the first time calling this show with all the changes. But I did want to mention one thing. I had a thought about what Brady might be doing over the next year. And has anybody thought of Dancing with the Stars?
Wasn't he rumored to be on
The Masked Singer
is what it was. Okay, I was going to say Dancing with the Stars was The Masked Singer. I mean, some sort of synergy with Fox would make sense.
Is Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know.
Fox?
I was actually.
I don't watch any
that.
Of these shows.
But something with Fox. I mean, I don't know. I think The Masked
Singer
wasn't
that when he skipped minicamp and they thought he was filming the show.
Yes,
That's why
yes,
he
yes.
Skipped it? Yeah.
Yes.
And the reveal was very sad.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it like Giuliani or something?
No, he was.
No, the
like,
reveal is I'm getting divorced.
Oh, no.
He was like reflecting on the end of his marriage.
Yeah.
Not as fun as Masked Singer.
And he lost 15
Although,
pounds.
I don't know. I've never been on Masked Singer.
You know what? I could stand to lose 15, so you never know. Tim is in Hanover. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, guys, it's just like that last caller said, man. They're going to pre-work this guy. They're going to let him be in the booth a little bit, and they're going to wind up doing mock drills with him, and they're going to critique him so he doesn't sound stupid.
So,
and he'll be ahead of the game.
Have you guys?
Okay.
I've spoken
like someone who's never worked in broadcasting, where they are not afraid to throw you out there and have you look really
stupid.
Well,
I was going to say, in my years, I have done mock shows for a show before. In my years, I've done that before.
A whole year and a half's worth?
No. I've done one. When
you do like 20 minutes, when and then they're launched, like, "All right, we'll call you."
We had no mock shows. I don't know if you could tell last week. We had no mock shows, but when they launched the wildly successful ESPN Boston Radio like 10 years ago, with me. And Kurt Schilling blew us off every single Friday. He never showed up for his interview.
Shocker.
Every single Friday, which I know stuns a lot of you out there.
Can't believe it.
We did some mock shows for that, so it's not unheard of to do mock broadcasts, but yeah, not a year's worth. I don't think they need to do a year's worth. And I don't think Brady's going to be making cameos here and there. Do we think he'll... Well, here's a good question. Maybe I should ask this earlier. Do you think he'll be a part of the coverage on Sunday?
Yeah.
He has to be.
Yeah. Because especially if they're... I don't know how his contract works. If anybody has... the details on this of when it kicks in. Like, does it kick in now because he's retired?
Well, it should.
So
I mean,
has he been on the Fox payroll as it goes along?
He went on the herd today. That's Fox. If he's doing their coverage this weekend, maybe he does start to get paid.
See,
which
is quite
a deal for him.
Another question I think is very interesting because he will absolutely be on that broadcast. They will ask him, Tom, what is your future? Are you definitely retired? Terry Bradshaw, you're not really going to get to the time of retirement, man, are you? Does he give a clear, concise answer to say, yes, I am retired, or
no.
Does he, Tom Brady?
Door will be open, yes. And on Monday we come in, we're going to be like, Brady's playing again.
Yep.
He didn't give Cowherd a clear answer. Cowherd has said, is there even a 1% chance he'll come back and play football, and Brady didn't say no, so.
I mean, we all knew this last
Speculation.
Week. We all knew this. The door remains wide open for Brady to walk back through it. 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch. We're going to get more NBA thoughts coming up, and we have our triple play, three burning questions of the day next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's going to be a triple play.
It's time for the triple play.
Yes, triple play.
The top three burning questions of the day.
And there's three.
With Jones and Mago.
Triples is best. Triples is best.
All right, it's time for the triple play, and it's Monday. That means it's a buy or sell Monday. I will give you, I'll just give a statement or a topic, and you guys buy it or sell it. And we'll start with the Brooklyn Nets. Not just any Brooklyn Nets, Adam Jones's Brooklyn Nets. And a take that I actually heard from Kendrick Perkins, who said that Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving, the biggest disappointment in NBA history. Buy or sell, Durant, Harden, and Kyrie on the Nets, the biggest disappointment in the history of the NBA. Jones.
Yeah, I'll buy it. I mean, I thought they were going to win a championship. I thought they might win multiple championships, and they lasted like a year.
What?
Now, I also thought and tell me if you remember this team, the Dwight Howard, Steve Nash, Kobe Lakers. I thought that team had a chance to win some championships too. Who's cackling back there? Is that Ryan?
Of course, it's always
like,
Ryan.
I definitely thought that team had a chance as well, and I would put them up there off the top of my head with other recent NBA failures, teams that I thought would make a lot of noise and maybe win a championship and I was wrong about.
What about the Peyton Malone Lakers?
Well, that team had just won, though, right?
True.
So like
pretty disappointing.
It was, but they made an NBA Finals. Like, they had already won. They added Peyton and Malone. Those guys were on the back end of their careers. Shaq and Kobe had already won a bunch. So were they disappointing? Yes. But they got back to a Finals and had won before. Like, these guys never won, meaning the Nets never won. Neither did that other Lakers incarnation. I think Dwight and Nash and Kobe are the only other one even close to me, anyway.
In addition, all the nonsense off the court, all the distractions, the crazy controversy mostly stirred up by Kyrie Irving is so embarrassing for him and for the Nets. So I'm buying this absolutely. I think this is the most biggest disappointment is what Perk said in NBA history.
That's what he said.
Okay,
in the history of the NBA,
yeah, I'm buying
biggest
that.
Disappointment.
I'm buying that.
All right, buy or sell. Tom Brady's camel toe briefs that he modeled today. If you didn't see him, his hand is covering the camel toe, so you can't see that. But he put on Instagram a picture of him in the briefs and nothing else. Buy or sell?
I'm going to go first. I'm selling on this. Brady, what are you doing? This photo made me so uncomfortable because the little bottoms, little boxer briefs, that's what they are, right?
Yeah,
boxer
there's
briefs.
Nothing little about them, yeah.
They briefs or boxer briefs?
Good question. Those are briefs, I think. What's the difference between a boxer brief and a brief? I think they're the same thing.
Material. I think they're boxer briefs.
I think it's
okay.
Material.
They are the same color as his legs. It's extremely uncomfortable. For some reason, he tagged Edelman and Gronk in his tweet with them. And then, like, made a blushing face emoji. And I just think about, you know, I don't want to be too nostalgic for the past, but it was around 6 years ago that Brady wasn't on Instagram or Twitter or anything. And I remember it was a really big deal when he got on that stuff because it was like, wow, we're going to get some insight into Brady. Now it's gone way too far into the opposite end of the spectrum. And I understand he's trying to market his different companies. This was deeply, deeply uncomfortable. No, thank you.
Yeah, not only am I buying, like, theoretically for this segment, I think I'm going to be buying them, period. I think those things, I mean, you know. Things were popping there.
That seam put on the boxers there?
It's called a camel toe, and it's tasteful.
It's not. It's so
it's a weird place
awkward.
For a seam. It is, yeah.
No, that's like a, you know, that's, what did Brady say in like a separate post? He was like, hey, I have a separate question. Like, where can I order socks? Something like that. So
right.
he could stuff those boxer briefs. Like, no, yeah, I might.
Yeah, the hand position.
If that's how things are going to be looking, I may have to go purchase a pair of those and reenact.
Can I just say, I went to BradyBrand.com.
Reenact the scene.
Yeah, how much are those boxer
briefs? They gotta be flying off the shelves.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm not sure that there is a means of egress if you need to relieve yourself.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't think they have a flap.
Arkin, we've talked about this before.
Hold
There's
on.
Nowhere to get your business out
of
if you need to go.
Of course there is. You go with the flop. In fact, I could see it in the other room. I could see Coop give me a flop from the other room.
Gross.
Not actually. Not actually, but I could see him reenact it.
Did he press it against the glass?
Just, you know, just like one of those. If you're watching on Twitch, just like right over the thing, like that's I don't have a flap at all of my
so
all of my briefs.
I'd like I'd like to have the option at least instead of standing there like Butters.
Yeah. You're gonna pay $700.
I think you should stand at the urinal with your boxer briefs from Brady Brand around your ankles.
Well, you don't have to put them around your ankles. You just pull it down and flop. That's all you got.
If I'm paying $700 for underwear, I want the option. Okay.
$20 for a pair of Brady, Brady boxer briefs.
Shocking.
With the flap or with the flap rather or without?
He really is one of us.
I see a camel toe. I don't see a flap.
Well, yeah, you can't have both. I think I'd rather have the bulge there and no flap. I don't need a flap. I'll flop. I don't need the flap.
I would prefer the flap. All right, moving on to our final buy or sell of buy or sell
Thank
Monday.
God.
I just can't believe Arcan's like, I can't buy these without a flap. I just can't believe that's like your line of demarcation.
I prefer to
Do you need pants that unbutton in the back so you can go number two out of them? Like it's the 1920s? Like, no.
Duh. Haven't you ever
had that before?
Wait, do the 1920s have pants like that?
Yeah, like those, you know, like those onesie pajamas that you'd see in like cartoons that they have the little flap in the on the butt.
For like children?
For grown adults?
I've never seen that on a grown adult.
Do you need one of those?
I don't think in the Industrial Revolution grown adults were walking around with buttons on their butt.
What do I need a flap for? I don't need a flap.
That's a whole different thing. When you're doing that, you're sitting down. I'm talking about standing up. I'm standing up. I want to be able to just do it without having to pull my pants all the way down.
You don't have to pull them all the way down.
I mean, you have to pull them most of the way down.
You have to zip. You have to unzip.
And pull your underwear down.
Just the front.
That's what I'm saying. I'd rather just be able to You know what I'd rather do. Here we go. Final
number three.
Final buy or sell Monday. Lizzo, About Damn Time, Record of the Year, Harry's House, Album of the Year. Who called it? Mego called it.
She did.
Buy or sell on the Record of the Year and Album of the Year winners.
This is, am I dumb? What's the difference between Record of the Year? Is that like
Record
single?
Of the Year is a song and Album of the Year is
Why don't they call it song?
They call it Record of the Year.
Yeah, they have their like official annoying Grammy terminology. It is confusing. I'm with you on this one, Megan.
Like the Harry Styles Award, because I predicted that correctly.
Tremendous prediction, by the way.
Yeah, and the Lizzo, I mean, yeah, whatever. Lizzo's fun. I don't know. You were playing me some of these. I was showing you the red carpet pictures that People Magazine had, and I was like, I don't know. Who 80%
I played
of
you a Doja Cat song from like two years ago.
I don't
and
know.
You're like, what's this new song?
I said I've never heard this in my whole life. What is a Doja Cat? I don't know. No, seriously. What is it?
I can't help you on this one.
You could tell me that was like a metal band.
I have the musical listening taste of a teenage soccer mom in her minivan, or like, you know, a 14-year-old girl. So I'm familiar with Doja Cat. I'd sell Lizzo. I'm not the biggest fan of that song.
Is her legal name Doja Cat?
I don't think so. Her legal name, I'd have to say no.
I don't think her legal name was
Doja Cat Washington.
I'm guessing neither of the names are legal. Are
her real name is Amala Ratna Zandile Dalaminini.
Lamini. So no.
I was close.
Is what we ultimately settled on there. But no, I'll buy. Can I buy one of them? I'll buy the Harry's House. That's a good album. I'm not buying Lizzo for
Lizzo's real name is Melissa Vivian Jefferson.
I'm not buying that for Record of the Year.
I didn't know that. Okay. Well, there you go. All right. That's a triple play in the books here on a Buy or Sell Monday.
Pretty successful, I would say.
So.
We've got
it went off the rails.
Well, we start talking about Tom Brady's flap, and it's tough to get back on track.
Learned a lot about my new co-host.
I just can't believe you're so married to the flap. Like you still need that.
I can't believe you thought people in the 1920s were walking around with buttons their butts.
If I'm spending $20 on my boxers, I need a flap.
I think they were walking around with they'd use like their little night lamp to go potty, and they'd have the flap in the back there.
They just had a melting candle that they held like Scrooge.
I've seen it before in cartoons. I've seen that. 617-779-7937. You could jump back in line, not only to weigh in on the great flap versus flop debate, but also I want to get back into the Celtics, whether or not they should be in on Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant. We can re-rack our top duos in the NBA as well, something we did earlier. We'll get to that with all your phone calls next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.